Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Universal Love Movement podcast show, this special series on leading through unconditional love. I'm here with my fellow luminary sister, light worker, Dr. Angela Campbell. How are you today, Angela?
Feeling amazing. So happy to be here with you.
Me as well. What was that on the last episode we said? What was the quote? It was something like, today is a, I've never seen today before. How does the quote go? It was really, I want to start every show like that, even though we probably won't. We have some other stuff to get into. What's the quote?
It was a wonderful quote by Maya.
I've never seen today, a day like this. Is that what it is?
Angela. Yeah, she said, I'm going to pull it up in a moment.
Yeah, take your time. We're gonna start. I know you have another quote for this show today, but yeah. It was
like
a beautiful quote.
So yeah.
It's one of it's one. I need to memorize this quote. So I need to memorize it now. So folks, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is a 7-part series where we are really just providing some appetizers into leading through unconditional love, a framework, and an approach, a paradigm, a movement that we are really fortunate enough to be able to synthesize a lot of teachings and uplift the work that folks are doing around it. In this episode today, right now, we're going to be providing you some of those foundations of the luminaries, those folks in the actual bodies of work and wisdom that has influenced us in terms of this. So, and this is everything from the science to the spiritual, to the in-between. So if you are not spiritual at all, you could be even have access to this information in a way that's useful. Even if you, from an atheist to a very stout religious person. So the goal is to be as inclusive as possible and make it where we are providing truisms or in principles and information that can allow anyone in any space to show up in the most humanized way. I guess that's the only thing that you have to really be in alignment with in terms of that. And speaking of that, we have usually an intention setting at the beginning of these. If this is your first one listening to, you'll hear that in others. But we want to make sure that we set our intentions and center ourselves in the seat of our soul purpose in our respective professional spaces, be that higher ed, corporate, at home, for-profit, nonprofit, wherever it is, because we look at everyone as a leader, that you are able to look at yourself and humanize oneself. And then in addition to that, be able to humanize in the ways in which you interact and or lead with others. And with that, we really do honor those leaders that we would say are on the cutting edge. This is, we view this as like leadership innovation. This right here, what we're doing as that next step and stage of evolution in leadership for folks who are amplifying like love and authentic power in the world. And last but not least, in terms of this intention setting, is that we thank our ancestors, those that have come before us. We thank those that are with us right now and those who will come after in terms of this work. And Angela, I will pass it to you for a, you know, true affirmation for today. And and I'm just going to pass right on over to you.
All right, great. So I'm going to answer the question you asked me.
You got the quote. Okay.
So today is a beautiful day. I've never seen this one before. And so today's a beautiful day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And this center reflection is also just a shout out to one of my luminaries, Louise Hay. She wrote, "In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I no longer choose to believe in old limitations and lack. I now choose to begin to see myself as the universe sees me, perfect, whole, and complete."
Wow.
She also wrote, "Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. Take a few seconds to just let that settle
in. Yeah, 100%. Might you be able to share it again, even one more time, just read it again?
Happy to do so. She wrote, deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love.
That's beautiful and that's powerful. And that second part?
The first one that I read?
Yeah, and then you said, and then she also wrote, and there was a second part to it?
That was the second part, but I can read the first one again if you like.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, the first part.
In the infinity of life where I am.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. All is perfect, whole, and complete. I no longer choose to believe in old limitations and lack. I now choose to begin to see myself as the universe sees me, perfect, whole, and complete.
I love it. And Angela, I really do appreciate that affirmation, because when we think about the bodies of knowledge, the wisdom, and the luminaries that have really, like, if you're thinking about lighting the path ahead of us to do this work and shedding light on what needs to be illuminated and concentrated on, that is so, it resonates with me so much, because it's like a paradigm shift, a heart shift, you know, it's a mind. And when we go back into our model, which we talk about in another episode, I haven't made this connection, you know, before now. It's like opening my heart and my person, my spirit, my body to newness, something that's constructive, and opening my mind to thinking and receiving information in different ways. And then also opening myself, those hands, right? You know, the 3H model, which we talk about later. It's just a beautiful thing, because one has to truly be open to lead through unconditional love. And today, folks, we're going to discuss our luminaries and those the wisdom and the bodies of knowledge. And before we get into the luminaries, we want to make sure to highlight for you what we mean by luminaries. And I think it's super important for me to get into, I'll give you a scientific, but then also after the scientific, we'll dig into some of the spiritual connections as it relates to this idea of luminary, luminance, this whole idea of light, right? So when we think about something like, let me think about photons, I don't know how, and I say nerdy in a good way, how nerdy I'll be when it comes to like light. When we think about something like, biophoton emission, all of our living cells, regardless of what you believe in, emit biophotons, which are light waves. Some researchers hypothesize that this light emission plays a role in our cellular communication, like how cells communicate with each other. And from this perspective, our bodies aren't just chemical systems, but they're like, some people will say we are light beings. There's an artist who I will not name that says we are ultralight beings. There's a song, there's all types of things. Which may be a foundation of understanding for how energy and vibrations, including those of like love, the love variety, really impact and work through the positivity. And we also have psychological impact of light. We talk about the sun, and I'm not sure what episode now, because we've done so many. There's so many of them that we're going to do. But in terms of just even knowing that how sunlight triggers the release of hormones of serotonin, which boosts mood, and the light therapy, and all things that individuals can Google. And we do have, from that to the spiritual references to light, and whether it's from Christianity, you know, it's associated with purity and the God being the light. Same thing in Yoruba, the spirit of Allah, Buddhism, you know, the enlightenment, the radiant imagery of, you know, transcending light, and Hinduism, you know, I know that I'm not covering all bases here because this is a quick teaser, but this light and luminaries, we are saying that these individuals are providing as much more than just shedding the light, but providing space. And Angela, I know you're going to talk about your luminaries, and you're also going to dig into some bodies of knowledge that you really do feel undergird this idea of leading through unconditional love. So I'll turn that over to you.
Okay. So, you know, our guiding query, as you can all tell, is who are our luminaries? And I really appreciate the way you defined it. And I think about my luminaries as the people who have inspired me with their light and their love. So in my life, again, this is a teaser. This is not an exhaustive list. There's always so many more people than we can even write about in this book. But for now, I'll just share just a few highlights of luminaries that have really inspired me, encouraged me, took my level of consciousness to the next level. And so I'm just going to start with those luminaries that kind of brought me forth. I have to say, my parents, my mother, my father, my grandmother. May she always rest in peace, as well as my father, who is with me in spirit, but not here in the flesh anymore. They inspired me, as I talked about in the earlier episode, by just giving me so much of their light and love, set me on a wonderful course in my life. I would also have to say, you know, shout out to the love teachings of Jesus. I have always been just enamored and in love with Christ, and that notion of Christ consciousness and thinking about love in action, love as salvation. Have to give my luminary shout outs to Eckhart Tolle for, who really synthesized so many principles across all of the major religions, and found in the mystical forms of all of those religions and thread of truth. And similar to what we are doing, Carl, that we aren't trying to tell people what to think. We're not giving anyone an ideology, certainly dogma, something to believe in at all. We are fulfilling a calling on our lives and sharing with the world what we have been inspired to share, a truth that lives in each of us as points of love consciousness, and to just remember who we are, that you know truth because it resonates within you, inside you. And so the principle around being present and awakened and being enlightened, meaning that, you know, we are allowing that light from within to flow in and through us into this world. And that light that we're talking about really is kind of that light beam of love that really causes people to feel accepted, appreciated, valued, connected, that we actually share something essential between us. And there's so many others that have influenced me. I'll name a few more. As a spiritual seeker, and I feel like now I'm kind of a spiritual finder. I feel like now it's like, okay, I was lost and now I'm found. There's always more I'm learning each and every day, but I don't feel like I'm drifting in space anymore. Like, I feel like kind of rooted in who I am in my core and in my essence. And out of that essence and that space of source within, love within, I'm now like out of that space leading, teaching, learning, and loving. And I thank my luminaries for that. My Aunt Nellie, she wrote a beautiful book that's talking about, wonders and miracles, from, different snippets from her life's journey, as a healer, spiritual teacher. She's now a beloved ancestor and angel of mine. And so I'm very thankful for all that she imparted onto me and across different areas of my life. And I know, Carl, that you'll have the same kind of experience. I mean, I had my cultural awakening, awakening as a woman of African descent and developing a sense of love and pride in that. And so there are many people like, Angela Davis and Ella Josephine Baker and just so many people, Dr. Aisha Imani, who we both know, who really helped to awaken in me that sense of love of self. Baba Asa Hilliard, my mentor, Dr. Ed Robinson. Who's, again, just so many luminaries that helped to bring me to a certain stage of consciousness. Dr. Cecil Cohn, and again, people that like Dr. Will Coleman,
Yeah, and I know there's so many, and they're going to get those in the book.
They're going to get it in the book, so I can pause now. But Nikki Giovanni, Toni Morrison, I mean, there's so many.
No, keep going, though. You can definitely keep going. It's just beautiful to hear these names.
Right, but so, Audre Lorde, Gloria Richardson, these Black feminists helped to awaken a sense of love and pride in my womanhood, my Black womanhood. And that was an important part of my evolution. So where I am now, I wouldn't be where I am now, talking more about oneness and talking more about this unconditional love consciousness flowing through our work as leaders, if the building blocks were not there for me. And so part of this luminary work is a gratitude walk. We are walking in gratitude for all of the people that have imparted wisdom, love, and light in our lives. And so, with that, I'll just kind of take a pause and kind of kick it over to you and say, is there anything else, Carl, that you would like to maybe add to this part of the conversation around our luminaries and how they have help to develop you where you are?
Yeah, definitely. Just throw a few pieces in here. The just to list off, because when folks are reading the book, they will be able to dig deep. But I really do appreciate there's so much wisdom and light and just those names, just in terms of what they mean for me. And some of them who I'll learn more about even as I'm learning about as we write and as I read, kind of go back and read through. So I'm in gratitude for that, right? Because one of the best gifts that anyone can give me is like light, right? Is there anything better than that, Angela?
No.
To give?
Light is where it is.
Light is where it is. If I feel lighter after interacting with one or feel like I have more insight or luminance. So for me, I share similar, origins as it relates to what's informed this and the foundation of just it started with a feeling of love from so I have to really thank my mother. She's my spirit friend now and walks with me everywhere in place, but I received a lot of love. I'm second youngest of six kids, you know, four sisters, a brother, lots of love, loving family. It's beautiful. So for me, I locate love and through a feeling of connectedness, and then all the other stuff is to kind of fill in the blanks and have something smart to say about it. And thank goodness that there's been a good amount of research I've done over the years, but you know, so that folks that, you know, want smart things so that they can deem whatever one is saying or feeling as like worthwhile information to consider, you know, that for me, it's been a journey of that. This feeling that I've had of connection to myself and the love of myself because of the love I received from my mom and folks through, whether it been the elementary school teacher, you know, to the track coach, the football coach, the mentors and undergrad and in my career, folks along the way, and really being able to find ways to intellectually talk about those so that it could substantiate it. And yeah, so, and I've been able to really be able to just draw from this deep study of like leadership, the deep study of, you know, that leadership work that I've been able to do, and it's really put all the pieces together. So there's so much that I would like to say about this, but I want to make sure that, you know, for this episode, we give you all teasers. So I'm going to run through some foundational principles and bodies of knowledge, because this feeling and yearning to feel connected to others because of this love of self and all the above has really provided an amazing, amazing opportunity to dig deep into what I would call the way of humanizing like the information so it's accessible. So run through some items for you all as it relates to this. So the first thing being that there's this, and Angela, you actually provided this book for me like not too long ago. It's The Oneness, the Rasha. That really is a primary source when we talk about the love, the uniting and the unity and building the core principles that we're all connected in a universal sense, right? So that, and there's been a lot of work that I've done with DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, which is really a thing now, but it's always, before it was the acronym or whatever, it's about making sure that all different varieties of individuals are valued and celebrated and have a space to continue to contribute. And then we have the law of vibration, the law of attraction, elements that are is popular now, but when it comes back just to universal laws and those universal laws that we have of understanding how from the thought to the attractive forces that keep things in the glue together, I always think to myself as, wow, there's when people read this chapter of the book, they're going to see that there is, if not more, scientific principles behind the law of attraction and why we find it to be something that is, I'm sorry, not the law of attraction, where we're dealing with leading through unconditional love, and why we find it to be more, why we find it to be the thing more than it is just the touchy-feely piece. So I'm excited about folks being able to really dig into the book and understand this this approach that we have. So that's it. I'll stop there, you know, and I won't dig too much into the quantum physics or the research at the Heart Math Institute shows emotions and love and the biochemistry benefits and neuroscience and from the social sciences, and not to mention the good old most fitting research that they do in positive psychology around showing the benefit of productivity and teams working better together through feeling this kind of energy and force. So that's it for me. And we are excited about you all being able to just consider all of the root sources and doing your own deep dives, and also being able to substantiate this motto and paradigm that we actually have with your own, locating your own sources, because then it really becomes a force. So we invite you to think about that now. And as you get ready to go through the remainder of these episodes, and when you read the book, about what else do you think substantiates the power of leading through unconditional love. So I'll turn over to you, Angela, for any last words wrap up this podcast show on our luminaries and those wisdoms and bodies of knowledge.
Okay. Well, I have to say, you know, there's so many luminaries to name. I will say that St. Francis Xavier Cabrini was a present luminary in many of our lives. And the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus really inspired a mission to be bearers of the love of Christ in the world, to actually live it, live what we believe. And the good that we believe in terms of being humanistic and upholding human dignity and upholding this knowing that the light that shines from the sun shines from our hearts, and that, you know, what comes from the heart goes to the heart, that we could be luminaries in the world. And we just, you know, invite you to check out this particular chapter in the book, because we know that you are going to find inspiration and a sense of recognition that you have your own luminaries, just like you have your own, you know, angels, those guides that are kind of watching over you. And so with that, we thank you so much for tuning in. And this is probably one of my most favorite chapters, because this is where I get to deepen my gratitude for all of the building blocks of knowledge and the insight and wisdom that came from the luminaries that helped to shape my state of consciousness in this moment. So thank you so much, Carl, for bringing this powerful episode.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening. You listened to, what is this? I always get the episode numbers mixed up, but yet another episode on the Leading Through Unconditional Love podcast series on Universal Love podcast. And we are so excited for all that you will continue to learn and what we will learn from you in time. as we, you know, embark on this journey with this humanizing approach towards expansion and just everything that's wonderful. And Angela, hopefully you have a wonderful day. You know, this is the first day you've seen today. So hopefully you enjoy the rest of your day, and I look forward to working with you again.
Absolutely. Shine your light in the world. Peace and love.
Peace and love, everybody.